This is episode 2398 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and welcome back to day two of our series this week. We're exploring the theme of inner self-care for renewal. We could all use a little self-care for renewal these days, and that is why I'm sharing this theme with you. And you have a challenge this week, just as you do in every series. Your weekly challenge is to every day empower yourself in some way. Tune into what your mind and your body and your soul are trying to tell you. What is it that you need for self-care? And I am sharing with you a self-care step in each episode. Your self-care step for today is to eat right for self-care. Now, this is something you probably likely have heard many times, but what you eat matters. In fact, functional medicine claims that food is medicine. Chinese medicine also claims that. One of my favorite books is called Healing with Whole Foods, Asian Traditions and Modern Nutrition, and it's by Paul Pitchford. I refer to this book often when I have any kind of health question or concern, and I'll share with you a quote by Paul Pitchford. He says, "Ironically, in the United States, a land of plenty indeed, excess, many people are highly deficient in minerals as a result of our food production and processing methods. As such, these deficiencies can lead to degenerative diseases." Not only the United States experiences these deficiencies in food, but all around the world, food quality is diminishing. So this week, as you do self-care, focus on the quality of food that you eat. And if you could incorporate one habit, such as maybe eating organically, maybe you already eat organically, or maybe you could eliminate something that you're currently eating that you know is not great for you, such as many of the packaged foods. So think about this. If you even just do one thing this week, if you were to continue with that habit, imagine what a difference it would make in your life. This is important. Your self-care has a lot to do with your awareness and how you're living your life. It's a chance to begin to notice bad habits and to do something about it. So I want to share with you a message from your fellow meditator. This is from Mary Elizabeth from London. She writes, "I notice that when I meditate on a full stomach, I have such a hard time concentrating. Is it wise to meditate before or after you've eaten?" This is such an important question, and it is important not to meditate on a full stomach because you're digesting your food and it takes a lot of energy to meditate. It's not passive. It's also not a great idea to meditate when you're feeling really sick. So meditate before you eat and then maybe an hour or so after you eat. That's why meditating first thing in the morning and then at night before you go to bed are great times to meditate, because in the morning you haven't eaten breakfast yet and in the evening you likely ate hours before bedtime. So thank you for the question, Mary Elizabeth. This might be a series where you'd like to go a little more deeply into the theme And if so, as always, the 30-minute guided meditations are at the Sip and Om meditation app. You can try the app absolutely free, so you could have this entire week's series free, which includes a journal with a daily reflection question and a slowdown guide with all the techniques and an herbal tea that goes along with the series and a yoga asana that goes along with it. It's much more in depth. So if that's what you're looking for, especially this week, you can try your first week free. So as you settle yourself down and get ready to meditate, begin to notice how you're feeling today. And think about if you gave yourself any kind of self-care today. And if you haven't, think about what you could do. What is your mind and body needing and wanting? Do you need stillness? Do you need connection with others? Do you need something new and exciting in your life? Tune into your needs. Notice the rhythm and flow of your breath. This is your time. Be fully present. I invite you to join me in repeating an affirmation for this week. The affirmation is, I am worth it. You are worth slowing down for. When you think you don't have enough time to do self-care or it's too much work, mentally affirm, I am worth it. As you're seated, spine straight, eyes closed and gently elevated, out loud, engage the power of your voice as you affirm, I am worth it. I am worth it. Now mentally repeat, I am worth it. I am worth it. Notice the shift within yourself. Begin to open up to what you need right now and what self-care you'll give yourself today. Meditate until you could go a little bit further, always ending your meditation on a high note. You are so worth slowing down for.